You said it when you take a look at really supply demand, nothing like the auction market, if you want to really see a true test of that for the equipment business.
Yeah, 35 years, Don. I mean, auction pricing, it just, I sort of have grown to love the brutal honesty of it. It doesn't matter what I think or anyone thinks this combine should bring, or, you know, same when the hammer falls, it's like it brought 198. Some people say that was too high, some people say too low. And, you know, everyone can have an opinion, but there's one thing that's true, and that's the 198. So that's been what I've tried to do 35 years, is just amass all the data that I can from all over the place, North America, so that, you know, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 12 examples of similar items. So if you're a farmer trying to figure out what my stuff is worth, what I'm going to have to pay, or what's my trade-in, or a dealer, however you're coming at it, I've hoped that the hard cash, brutally honest auction data can be helpful.
You talked about 13, 15, we had a big drop off, a bit of a recalibration, if you will. What are we seeing today?
Yeah, I think we're just setting sail into year two of this recalibration. I've been writing about 2024 as year one, starting to recalibrate. And you're right, the period that I'm really focused on is backwards from mid-13 through end of 15, because that was the biggest drop in used values I ever saw in my 35 years by far, nothing close. And it was about 18 to 25% year over year, big late model stuff. So 24-year-old planters, late model combines, sprayers, high horse tractors, they were tumbling down. And that was because dealers had way too many used ones on the lot. And so supply and demand, when one showed up at auction, it's like, well, I got 25 of them on dealer lots, so they were just soft. And I think the key question is, how long do they drop? And how much do they drop? So to me, I was honestly, Don, kind of surprised in 24, given the volume of the late model big stuff we saw sold at auction. It's like 125% increase in the number of units sold at auction. With that huge jump, I would have thought auction prices would have actually fallen more. So they are adjusting down. Combines started a year earlier in 23. So I think, you know, high horse tractors, sprayers, planters are going to, you know, this will be year two for adjusting. And then it's just a question again, you know, how far do we drop and for how long?
You spoke, a lot of this very dependent on what happens in the new equipment and with all the consolidation and such we've seen there. It really has kind of changed the way they're approaching their used equipment as well.
Yeah, huge change. And I think there's danger for farmers to not be aware of that and to think about it. And, you know, it's sometimes just hard to step back and think about, well, you know, so that big downturn we talked about, 13 through 15, you know, think about how many more dealer ownership groups there were then versus now. All the consolidation for the last 10 years. So now, you know, back then, hey, you got six stores, you were big. Now, you know, you're a MapDot. Now you're part of, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 stores. Now, if these groups, they're capitalized different, and they just work very tightly with the manufacturer. So problem one now is working down this level of late model used inventory. So in 2024, that's why you saw this big jump in tractors, sprayers, planters taken to auction. And the losses the dealers are taking are significant. They're very significant. But they don't really have a good option because, you know, they're paying 8% holding costs. And that's where the cost of new rising over the last decade makes that problematic if you're a dealer. Of course, on the farmers, obviously challenges there. Balance sheets are tight. So job one has been on the dealer and manufacturer side to work down the inventory level. So the danger, I think, for farmers is to assume the drift out will play out like it did a decade ago. As, well, times are tough. I'll have a lot of leverage with dealers for the next couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And it's like, yeah, but they sold 126% more 0 to 3-year-old stuff last year. So it's kind of queuing up to me, Don, to be like more of a boom and bust built-in cycle. So you see the manufacturers like closing plants, shutting off production. So they've risen the price of new so high that right now job one for them is to hold that price point. They don't want to back up. So it's tough for farmers now. Farmers bought a lot of equipment, new and used, the last few years, so they can kind of sit tight now for a couple of years. But the thing to be careful about is if we go in this period for another year, 2, 3 years, and then corn and beans go up, what will happen is everyone will go, oh, yeah, I need to update my planter now, my combine, my sprayer, my tractor. But everyone else will think the same thing, and then the manufacturer, now they've got you. I mean, the price will keep going up. There'll be limited production. They'll have to ramp it up. You'll see what we saw in 21 and 2, where it was like a lottery system to get a new planter. So that's why, as you're able, you know, the rest of 25, maybe into 26, will be a great opportunity to get tremendous value, I think, out of the 3 to 7 year old used high horse tractors, combines, planters. So there's quite a number of them on dealer lots. There'll be plenty at auction. So yeah, I think, you know, again, I think I saw this happen before, and that's kind of shaping up again. I think you could look at it another way. If you would have bought, say, 100 good used low-hour tractors in 2015, 16, 17, and held them or used them, and then in 21, 2, 3, 4, sold them, you would have sold them for way more than you paid for them back 15, 16, 17. Now, nobody felt like buying back then, but that's exactly the time to be a buyer. That's where the value is. And then when everyone wants to buy, you know, the prices are going to go up.
You talked about that sweet spot seems to be those 10-year time period as far as equipment age.
Yeah, it's. I have a few machine repeat rules, I guess, quote-unquote rules, but 35 years doing this, and that's pretty high on my list is the 10-year-old mark. I used to call it my machine repeat limbo bar. And it basically, the price of new keeps going up, so if you're a farmer and you're like, well, okay, I'm not going to buy new, I need a good used one. What people have always wanted is that a good 10-year-old stuff, low hour. And people used to think once we got past the pre-def stage, you know, 14, 15, oh, that won't apply anymore, but it absolutely still does. We're seeing that high auction prices on good low hour 14, 15 models because the gap to the new stuff is so high. So again, if you can get it bought in that 3 to 7 year old range with low hours, and then, you know, if you buy a low hour 5 year old one, guess what? In 5 years, you're going to have a low hour 10 year old one that everybody wants. So then when you trade it in or sell it privately, you're going to get that premium price. Again, it's just, it's tearing the numbers apart and seeing where the opportunity is. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Remind folks where they can find all your information.
MachineRepeat.com is our hub. That's our website. It's all, 100,000 pieces for sale there. All our auction prices are free, Don. We really encourage people to go out before you do any deal, or if you're just curious, go in there. We got like 1.2 million auction prices. You can use filters by hour ranges, you know, four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, whatever you want to search by. And then, of course, social media all across, just whatever platform. Just type in Machine Repeat, and hopefully I'll show up.